CliffCentral.com.
Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life. With Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg with Lionel McCorkwood-Clela.
Oh, yes, baby. It's Valentine's Day.
Yes,
hello.
Benji Scheinberg, our researcher.
Hello, everybody. Happy Valentine's
Palesa,
Day.
Palesa, the beautiful Palesa.
Hello, Palesa, the flower girl.
Okay.
And of course...
Guys, most importantly, let's talk about our guest today. She's the beautiful, she's the talented, she's an actor, singer, dancer, voice artist, she's an all-rounder. She's been on 7 Deline. Are you still on 7 Deline? No?
Actually, I can't talk about that because that is a surprise.
Oh, okay.
So contractually, I can't right now.
Okay, boom-boody-boom-boody-boom. We're talking to Chantal Stanfield.
I love your hair.
Thank you so much. I'm messing it up now under this head, this earphone.
She's famous. She's famous for her hair. Do you know why they call 7 Deline soapy? Why do they call these shows soapies?
Because originally all these soap operas literally sold soaps in their ads. Like they worked their way into product placement. They were the first.
Absolutely.
First things, yeah, you know.
Omo used to be your product.
Omo.
I think it started in the 1930s on radio. They had Procter & Gamble and Colgate, Palmolive and Lever Brothers, and they were all soap products that were sponsoring these serial shows, and they called them soapies. 7 Deline's been going since the year 2000. Your character?
The character that I played, her name is Cecile Whittaker, and she, the last time people saw her was 10 years ago. And I would suggest if you are fans of 7 Deline or my character that you tune in to 7 Deline in the middle of April because you might see some surprises.
Oh, how exciting. Are you giving away something here? Yeah.
I am, but I haven't named anything. So
everyone knows 7 Deline's on what, when, what time?
Well, 7 Deline is on SABC2. They've just changed the time slots to 6 p.m. Weekly. They don't have the omnibus anymore on a Sunday, but they've wangled the repeats during the week anyways.
Good. Now, you're doing a one-woman show, which is something. That's probably one of the toughest gigs you can do.
Absolutely. Good. I am freaking out a little, but in a good way.
Okay. It's called what?
My play is called From Kusistus to Knedlach. Yeah. And I've named it that because it's representative of the journey that I've been on as a woman from the Cape Flats, as a colored woman. So that's where the Kusistus part comes in. Marrying a Jewish man from the East Rand, from the Vale, and that's where the Knedlach comes in. So
Quickly, I think we all know what a cook is. It a Kusister or Kuksister?
Actually, there's a difference. Yeah. So Kuksister is the hard, plaited Afrikaner treat, and it's incredibly sweet.
Yes.
A Kusister. It's the same kind of spelling, but we just say it differently. A Kusister is the Cape Malay donut, spiced with cinnamon and aniseed, also in a light syrup with desiccated coconut, and it is delicious. It is not as sweet. It's a bit more fragrant, actually. Some even add rose water to the mix. It's delicious.
Okay, now, if we come to the show, which is at the Theatre on the Square in Sandton from the 28th of February for 3 weeks or so, do we each get, when we sit down?
Oh, I would love that. Look, we are myself and Daphne Kuhn, who owns Theatre on the Square. And yeah,
she's a great woman.
She's fabulous. Yeah, yeah. She's in co-production with my company, Kizara Creative. And we are definitely organizing Kusistus for opening night.
Okay.
And depending on if there are any left over, we might extend that to the next night.
Okay, now this show is directed by Megan Furness. She's a big name. She just won... She's just been nominated for a Fleur de Cup or something.
Yes. So Megan Furness is a fabulous director from Cape Town who I trust wholeheartedly. And she also has a Jewish background, so she understands everything. But also living in Cape Town for so long, she understands my side of life as well. She has just been nominated for a Fleur de Cup Theatre Award, which is the Cape Town equivalent of the Naledi Awards, for her role in The Finkelsteins Are Coming to Dinner, in which she plays a Jewish mother. So it's kind of, it's a bit of a full circle moment as well for her to come back to Joburg to direct me in this play that also touches on Jewish themes.
Okay, now this play is all about interfaith and interracial marriage? Mm-hmm. Is that the theme, really?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's intercultural, really, because I suppose race has its own connotations. But if you look at the cultural issues from both of our sides, those are incredibly interesting. I didn't know, for example, that being Jewish is not just a religion. It's the culture, and it's so rich, and it's so beautiful. And the food, oh my goodness, the music. It's so not just a faith. Mm. And from my side, as a colored woman, it's such a vast, incredibly tightly woven tapestry of culture that I bring as well. So tapping into that for this piece has been fascinating, and helping people perhaps to understand or see things that they haven't heard before. The various words, slangs, Yiddish, Afrikaans, you know, it's it's all these things that I find, that I know people will find interesting, and that's why I've
our researcher Benji's proudly Jewish. Benji, yes. You wanted to...
So yes. The one Saturday I was relaxing on Facebook, as most people do, and I saw, Chantal's making a challah after the next morning. I was just like, that's amazing. Every Jew loves that after a Sabbath on a Friday.
Yes.
But the question is, have you made both Knedlach and Cook Sisters, and which one is harder to make?
Oh, I am going to lose so many home economic points right now. But no, I have not made Kusistas or Knedlach.
Oh, wow.
And not because I'm a bad cook. It's just because
she's an actress. She doesn't want to go into the kitchen. Yeah.
I go buy them.
Absolutely.
But they both are quite technical. Kusistas are less technical, I think, than Knedlach. Yeah, I'd rather have my mom-in-law make Knedlach or get someone
else. You don't usually talk about your private life and your husband. You try and keep it a bit silent.
Yes.
He's also famous.
Yes.
He's a celeb.
His name is RJ Benjamin. He's a singer, songwriter, producer, vocal coach. And he actually sends his regards because I think that you interviewed him on a previous station. But we knew each other within the industry, as one does. It's a small industry.
Was it love at first sight or not really?
Well, bizarrely, this is what's interesting. In the piece, I explain that we had, I don't actually explain it, but we had actually met maybe 10, 12 years ago, randomly, when I was a fan, and he actually signed my CD that I bought
really?
At his, interestingly.
Wow. We still got
with
it,
his number, I do, with his number and a little message.
With his phone number?
Yeah, his phone number. Bit of a player.
Yeah, can you imagine? Are you sure you're the only one who did that?
Look, what's in the past is in the past.
Yeah, sure. What are you planning for Valentine's Day?
Well,
or night? Yeah.
Well, we don't really celebrate it that much, but I have got a little surprise for him. Yeah. But we do other stuff. Like, we went out for supper. I took him out for lunch, actually, on Saturday. It was beautiful. I mean, that's the kind of thing. We were talking about that today and how it's not about necessarily getting a gift that is specifically for Valentine's Day. It's about all the other things that we do every other day. So, you know, last night I was incredibly tired after being on set for maybe 7 hours and then going straight to rehearsal after that. And I was finished.
Yeah.
He, being a good husband, did the dishes.
Oh.
Good. Now
we've
got to promote this play again.
Yes.
It's just tell us where, how, what.
Yeah. So my play is From Kusistas to Knedlach, and it runs at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square from the 28th of March to the 28th of Feb, until the 18th of March. Tickets are $140. If you do come on a Tuesday, we have a 2-for-1 special where the tickets are only $70. I mean, this is ridiculous. Well, it's not that much at all. It's not even a meal.
Yeah.
Please call Theatre on the Square at 011-883-8606.
That's Mandela Square.
Yes.
So it's safe. It's wonderful there. It's easy to get there. Take the Gautrain train if you're coming from far.
And they even have dinner theatre specials. So if you call the theatre, you'll be able to organize something really nice for yourself and your partner.
Now, we're going to see you alone on stage.
I am all alone
on that stage. This is a toughie. This is really hard. Yeah.
It is. I'm all alone on the stage. But I'm so glad that I've got an incredible director in Megan Furness who, that outside eye and the experiences that she has as well. She has also done one-woman pieces, so she understands that it's quite a unique club to be part of, to be a one person alone on the stage carrying a piece. But really, my whole thing is just to go out there and have fun and tell the story, and hopefully it'll become a conversation starter, because there are some things that we touch on in the piece that might be a bit controversial. But these are conversations that every South African, I think, should be having.
Has to have,
you know, it's
yeah.
it's intercultural, interracial, interfaith. It's
into one another. Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And we touch on just about everything.
Fantastic. You are bridging the gap. It's you are raising awareness that these kind of marriages are working, and you're a girl from another culture, another everything, just about another country in Cape Town.
It is. I mean, we have to pack our passports when we go down to Cape Town.
And you're now Mrs. Benjamin.
Indeed.
And hopefully you'll have little ones.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah,
hopefully
terrific.
Soon.
Terrific. They're going to be beautiful if they look like you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure. Lange, you want to say anything? What about the play? You want to?
Oh, no,
you'll come along,
beautiful.
Won't you?
I know she's going to break a leg and
Thanks.
A vocal cord. Good
yeah.
Chantal Stanfield, please don't miss this one. It's at the Theatre on the Square, 28th of February. Is opening night, or is that for the public?
Well, that's the first preview, actually. Our first opening night is the 2nd of March. And the 3rd of March, we actually have a Q&A with myself and the director after the show.
Wow. Good. It's quite ballsy to undertake this. Not easy. How long are you on stage for? An hour and a half or something?
It's running right now at 1:15, but we're going to cut it down to an hour, so there's time to play.
Good. Excellent. Chantal Stanfield, all the best. Speak to you again.
Thank you.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.